In Charlotte, rapid development in the past 20 years has threatened the city's tree canopy, with at least 400 total acres lost since 2012. Among those lost are some of Charlotte's biggest trees. Now, there's an effort to track down a number of the city's previously identified large trees. WFAE's Michael Falero takes us on a hunt for one of the Queen City's most impressive trees.
Brett Dupree is on the hunt in the McDowell Nature Preserve in Southwest Charlotte. His mission today is to find an overcup oak. It loves growing in wetlands, which makes it rare in Charlotte. He's visited here 3 times in the past year and a half, but no luck.
All right, I think that we want to go this way. Yeah.
2 miles in, we cut through the trail and continue along a road. The grass here is overgrown, and we can't see where we're stepping.
Garter snakes, brown snakes. There's probably copperheads out here, so you just have to be highly aware and alert and on your toes.
And then the hard part. We crouch down and walk more than 100 yards, passing through brush that goes over our heads and trees with spindly branches that reach out for us like hands.
Have you done a lot of bushwhacking?
After an hour and a half of hiking, we reach a bog. It's bigger than a football field, with trees growing all around still water. Dupree has approached this bog from all different sides before, trying to identify which tree is his overcup oak. And then...
Oh my God, you're not gonna believe this. We found it. Can you believe that? Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Sure enough, the overcup oak in front of us has a diamond-shaped tag hanging from a single nail on the trunk. The tag is weathered, colored green and white, a faint 17 stamped on it. It reads simply, Treasure Tree. Brett Dupree is part of a new effort to find Charlotte's treasure trees. Treasure Trees was a program started in the mid-80s. Its volunteers identified, documented, and celebrated 123 of the largest and most significant trees in Mecklenburg County. But by the year 2000, people had moved on, and the program died out. Dupree and other volunteers had been tracking down the original information about those trees. An IT professional by day, Dupree has become a self-taught tree hunter who spends his weekends exploring the greenways, parks, and woods around Charlotte.
My wife will tell you I'm a collector. Having this list of 123 special trees, I really have sort of fallen in love with, you know, trees in general in the last couple of years. So that kind of became sort of like a collection challenge to go out there and find all these trees.
He's taught himself to look at trees differently than most people. Take, for instance, a beech tree we find flanking a creek on one of the trails here. An average person might notice how tall the tree is. When Brett Dupree sees this tree, he looks at how its roots have exposed themselves above the ground and are crawling toward the creek.
This is really cool. It's actually growing into a creek bank, and it's not actually growing in the creek. It's just hanging onto the side of the bank, but it's basically using this as a plumbing system, right, to feed this tree.
One of the people who's grateful for Dupree's work is a local tree expert.
My name is Patrick George, and I am the benevolent dictator of Heartwood Tree Service.
Patrick George has lived here since the 60s. He says back then, walking around Charlotte was like walking in the woods. In the decades since, he's seen neighborhoods like Dilworth and Myers Park lose many of their large 100-year-old trees to storm damage and residents cutting them down. George was one of many people who have tried to recreate the Treasure Tree program in the past 20 years. His effort, called Jewels of the Crown, identifies some of Charlotte's mature trees and gives them life-extending care. George says he's also given tours to draw attention again to Charlotte's best trees.
People could get a look at these magnificent organisms that are parked in people's backyards and front yards and parks and along creek banks now that are greenways, that are easily accessible.
George's effort is being combined with Brett Dupree's work. They're both part of a committee started in 2018. It includes tree enthusiasts like them, officials with the city, and the advocacy group Tree Charlotte. The committee is a revival and an expansion of the original idea of Treasure Trees, Treasure Trees 2.0. But first, they need to find all of the trees. After more than two decades, some of them are hidden in places now overgrown. Some of them have incomplete data about their location. Others are probably gone. That's why Brett Dupree has taken up the call to find them. Back at the bog, the Overcup Oak is in bad shape. It had easily been almost 110 feet back in the 90s. Now it reaches only 65 feet. It's also missing its bark on one side. Dupree says it was likely struck by lightning. He thinks insects have bored into the exposed trunk. The tree is alive, but Dupree says its days are numbered. Still, he's happy he's found it. He calls it his holy grail. Dupree takes photos and measures the tree's height using a laser tool he holds up like a looking glass. Then he pins the special measuring tape into the bark and wraps it around the trunk.
So see, it's, I'd say 10 feet, 10 inches, right?
Dupree and other volunteers have discovered about a third of the original 123 trees documented as treasures. Another third are confirmed to have died or been cut down. And the last third are still out there, waiting to be found. Dupree will have to go on private property to look for those. Meanwhile, the committee is working on a website for the new program. They hope that by the summer, residents will be able to propose new candidates to become treasure trees.
These are legacies to the environmental changes. It's like a sentinel. It's been standing there for 150 years, you know, and people live and die during all that time, yet the tree outlives four or five generations of people, right?
Brett Dupree says this effort is bigger than finding individual trees. He came here to inspire people to care more about them so that Charlottians, four or five generations from now, will have a greener, more vibrant city. In Charlotte, for WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.